We're doing the Ketzur Shulchan Aruch Mekoch Haim. We're up to the 21st chapter. And now we're up to a topic that's not so well known. Tefillat Nedava. Just like we have sacrifices that are obligatory and then there are sacrifices you could donate, so too there are prayers that a person can donate. And ordinarily, we say you can't say the same prayer twice because you can't bring the same sacrifice twice. The prayers correspond to the sacrifices. But let's say a person has a desire to pray again for whatever reason. He wants to add a prayer. Or something happened, as we will learn. There can be halachic instances where he would like to add another prayer. So then we say there is a way in which you could donate a shmoneh esrei. You could donate an extra prayer. And that's called tefillat nedava, a donation of a prayer. And then we say, if this is a unique prayer, this is an added prayer you're donating, so there has to be something unique about it. How is it going to be different than your previous prayer? So we say you have to add something original in the prayer. Add a specific request. Add something specific that you need. And one should add, ideally, in each of the center blessings, meaning not the first three or the last three, but in the middle blessings, ideally one should have it in addition to each blessing, but at least he should add in one of those blessings in addition, at least one addition in the Shmoneh Esrei. This is an indication that this is a donation, this isn't one of the obligatory prayers. And technically, halachically, a person could pray numerous times during the day other than the three obligatory prayers through this system. We don't do this. We don't usually do a tefillat nedava, but the halachic concept exists. It exists in the Talmud, it exists in Shulchan Aruch. Today, we don't customarily do this. We cannot add a musaf prayer as a donation, because a musaf prayer corresponds to the musaf sacrifice, which was a public sacrifice, and no individual could donate that. That's something that the congregation donates. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to bring donations of sacrifices. So too, a person could not donate an extra prayer, so to speak, an extra Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And by the same token, ordinarily the congregation does not donate their own sacrifice. So too, the congregation would not be able to donate voluntary Shmoneh Esrei. So the only way is if an individual on a weekday wanted to volunteer a Shmoneh Esrei, so then he could do it the way we mentioned earlier, with additions in each blessings, or at least in one of the blessings. And if he wants to, he could even do it at a time when the congregation is saying an obligatory Shmoneh Esrei, to gain the advantage of having tefillah b'tzibur.